Hello, I want to welcome you to another lesson in the Lead Yourself First program. I'm Tom Cooper, and I'm so glad you've joined me for today's lesson. Today, we're talking about how to live intentionally. Lead Yourself First is your personal growth program. As John Maxwell says, one of the most impactful things that ever happened to him was when someone asked, John, what is your plan for personal growth? And Lead Yourself First is your system to help you grow, to develop the leadership skills that are going to help you today and every day. Now, I've designed this system to give you really practical, useful, valuable stuff, and today's lesson is no different from any of the others in that way. It takes more than just knowledge. It takes more than even being intentional. It takes action, and today we're going to talk about finding a way to be intentional about your growth, finding areas where you might need to grow next. Now, we've all seen people in leadership roles who didn't seem like they were equipped to do those jobs, and yet they achieved something that perhaps we had not. And one reason is likely that they knew some things that we did not know. And that's what we're doing here, is looking at these types of skills. And I wish somebody had told me this earlier. I just didn't know. But the earlier you start, the bigger the payoff is going to be. Now, you know that I always ask, how are you going to act at the end of today's lesson? ACT is an acronym: apply, change, teach. What can you apply? What can you change? What can you teach? How can you use this information? What can you do differently based on this information? And then finally, what can you share with someone else? It's about being a river of information, not a reservoir. You want to be able to let people come along with you on your journey. And that's what I'm doing here with this series of lessons. Now, I've been looking forward to today's lesson. I look forward to this because I know in my life it was a challenge, and it is a challenge for me to be intentional about my growth. And it was a challenge from someone in my life to be intentional that really made a difference for me, that they compelled me to move from being a victim to being a person who causes things to happen. Learning this lesson is powerful because it opens the door for you to tackle things that perhaps you've not even imagined yet. Now, over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about some fundamental components of personal and professional development. And if you will grab onto one idea, and there are a bunch in today's lesson, if you grab onto one idea and run with it, you'll be surprised at the things that come from this. Now, you might jump into this process and you might think, you know what, I need some additional assistance on that journey. And if that's true for you, I've got a way to help you at the end of the lesson. So, ready to jump in? One of my favorite inspirational quotes about being intentional about growth comes from Jim Rohn, who said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you're going to fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So, like John Maxwell's mentor, let me ask you, as your mentor, what is your plan for personal growth? Lead Yourself First is a great way to have a simple system to help you grow. Are you taking advantage of it? This basic program is going to introduce you to the fundamental skills and topics like increasing your influence through trust, being clear in your communication, dealing with difficult people, managing your time, the power of working as a team, problem solving, relationships, responsibility, just so many different lessons that are valuable and important to help you on your journey. And today we're going to look at a few questions that might help you focus and maybe hone your personal plan for growth. You ever seen that classic Christmas film, It's a Wonderful Life? I think it's my favorite film that was ever made. In it, the main character is George Bailey, and he's at a low point, and he's so filled with despair that he wishes he'd never been born. That story is so inspirational because we go on a journey with George, and we can see how his little acts of kindness and thoughtful care for other people added up to a huge impact in his community. We all would like to be the kind of person whose life matters, wouldn't we? You ever think about your life as a story? Did you ever think about the impact that you can have on someone else's life? Well, that's what happened to George Bailey, and it convinced him that his boring, everyday life as a regular guy actually mattered to a lot of people, and it inspired him, and many of us, to press in further to our boring life, right? Because our lives could matter, that one man can make a difference. That's the message of that movie. So what's your story? If you could look back at the end of your life and talk about the things that you accomplished, the things that were the most valuable in your life, what would be on your list? A friend recently repeated that line to me. Some people make things happen, some watch what happens, and others wonder, what happened? Which of those three are you? Do you make things happen in your life? Do you find yourself watching what happens to you? Or are you wondering, how did any of this happen? Of course, no one has complete power over their life. We're never in as much control as we would like. But I often think that we give too little attention to the things that we can influence and we can control, and we let ourselves think there was nothing we could do. When it comes to your growth, there's always something you can do. That's the powerful thing. You have the power to choose, to take action, and to grow. Stephen Covey said, we should begin with the end in mind, that if we know where we want to go, that will speed us toward our destination. Oh, there's so much I could say about goal setting. Time does not permit me to do that today, but suffice to say that knowing where the end is can be a huge help to you. So here's an action point. Think about your life 3 years from today. If we go forward just 36 months, and let's say that the next 3 years of your life was amazing, how would you know? What would amazing look like in 3 years, in just 36 months? What would your family look like? Where would you be in your career? What kind of friendships would you have in your life? What relationships do you have today that would be out of the picture? What would your spiritual life look like? What would your health look like? See, if you know what success looks like, you're far more likely to be able to attain it. If you're going to be a change agent, intentional, purposeful, a person who is growing on purpose, the next step is to start small. What is the smallest step you can take toward your goal? John Maxwell says, start small, but believe big. There's a lot more that could be said about this, but I'll leave you with, take a baby step as soon as you possibly can. What if you just got 1% better every week? And on the flip side, what if you don't? What if you keep doing exactly what you've been doing? Get started, the smallest possible step in the direction of your dreams. Now, here's another category to think about. Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? We often get as far as what we do, or maybe how we do it, but have you ever thought about why you do what you do? I'll tell you mine. Why do I do what I do? Because I believe you matter. You are important. You matter to God, and because you matter, I want to help you. I believe in your potential. I believe that you can do more and be more. And I believe that because you matter, you deserve good leaders. I like to say that because people matter, we must lead them well. I thought a lot about why I wanted to start this business, and I'm convinced that making a key difference in your life is one of the things that makes my life productive. Many, many years ago, Earl Nightingale said, a survey was made one time that covered a lot of men, working men, and these men were asked, why do you work? Why do you get up in the morning? 19 of 20 had no idea. If you ask them, they will say, well, everyone goes to work in the morning, and that's the reason they do it, because everyone else is doing it. But what about you? Why do what you do? Search. Search until you find your why. It may take you a short time. It might take you a long time. But don't quit. Maybe you want to be a better parent than the one you had. Or maybe you want to live up to a great parent's example. Maybe you want to provide financially for your family. Maybe you want a strong spiritual life. Perhaps your health is really important. Maybe you want to be the best sibling you could possibly be. Whatever it is, keep searching and learning about why you do what you do. Your why matters. And what would happen in your relationships if you had a habit of thinking of the other person before you thought of yourself? My parents set a great example for me about hospitality and thinking of other people. Now, when I was in high school, my mom and dad didn't have much, but they insisted that I could always have my hungry teenage friends come over and eat. I got to tell you, I do not have any idea how my mom stretched the grocery budget, but we always could welcome guests with food when they came. Now, my parents were not sure what kinds of experiences my friends had had at home, but they knew they could provide a loving and safe place to hang out at our house. And so they did. One of my friends one time said, "Tom, your dad really likes me. He's so enthusiastic every time I come over. I think I could ring the doorbell at 2 a.m. and he would greet me warmly." Now, why was my dad like that? Well, partly because he did enjoy people, but mostly because he believed that my friends mattered. Who is the person in your life that you would stop everything to help? And why is that person so special to you? I had another friend in high school. He spent a good deal of time at my house. And we went to his house, too. His parents, well, they were divorced, and they had a pretty unhealthy breakup. And my mom and dad loved that friend of mine. When he got married, he told my mom, he said, "I could get married without my mom in the room, but I cannot imagine getting married without you in the room." My mom was astounded. She was reflecting with my dad. My dad asked, "Why does he love us so much? We haven't treated him any differently than we treated any of our son's other friends." And my mom was very wise, and she replied, "Because his need was greater than the other's needs were." My friend had a great wedding with both my mom and his mom in the room. But what if you put other people before yourself? That's what my parents were doing. It's called humility, or being humble. Novelist and theologian C.S. Lewis said, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less often." Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less often. Putting others first means intentionally thinking of them before you think of yourself. Now, here's an exercise that might be interesting. What if you made a rule just for one day that you would ask two questions before you made any statement? What do you think might happen? What if you tried it? The next time it comes, when it comes to intentional growth in your life, what is your sweet spot? What are you really, really good at? What do you love to do? What are you excited about doing? What do you love so much that you do it for free? Don't worry, I won't tell your boss. Do you know what you're great at doing? And if so, what are you doing to get better at that? I want to go even deeper on this. Who in your life would benefit from you taking your talent and investing your talent in them? What would that look like if you did that? When could you take a baby step on that front? One is too small a number to achieve significance. You need other people. Who's in your inner circle? Who are like-minded people who can help you on your journey? In 1937, Napoleon Hill published a book called Think and Grow Rich, in which he talked about the secrets that extremely successful people had in common. And one of the things that set apart the most successful people was that they surrounded themselves with a team of people who challenged them and helped them get better. Hill called this the mastermind. Others have said you become the average of the five people closest to you. And I've heard it said that if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find a new room. John Maxwell talks more about this inner circle. Who is in your inner circle? Are they challenging you? How did you pick them? Or did it just happen? If you're going to live a life of growth, you're going to be different from other people. You're going to swim against the current all the time because the current carries everyone along the same kind of journey to where you're in that category of people who wonder what happened. But you don't want to be in that category, right? You want to be a causative person, one who causes things to happen. You want to surround yourself with positive people, and that's one way to make that a reality. But most people don't think like that. In fact, most people are a bit like crabs. You ever seen a bucket of crabs? As soon as one starts to get a claw up over the top of the bucket ready to escape, one of the crabs in the bucket will reach up with their claw and pull that one back down. Average people are like that. They may challenge your thinking, like, "Well, no one in our family's ever done that." Or they may have other limiting beliefs that hold you back. I'll give you an example from my family. My mom didn't like that I was having so many kids. Well, she was okay with it, but she was really worried about me being overwhelmed. But I only have 7. I don't know why she's worried. But her limiting belief was damaging our relationship. And I remember when our 3rd son was born, she said, "Are you guys done?" Her heart's desire was to limit the exhaustion that my wife and I were feeling, because we did have 3 kids in 3 years, and that was pretty tiring. But her limiting belief was trying to hold back my family. And at one point I asked her, I said, "Mom, tell me something. Which grandchild don't you want?" That touched her heart. It crushed that limiting belief that she had, and she became an incredible advocate for me and for her grandkids that she lived out passionately until she was gone, until she passed away. Is there someone in your life who presses you to go outside your comfort zone? Is there someone who challenges your thinking when you're ready to give up or ready to settle? That inner circle can help you press on and refuse to give up. That's the power of the inner circle. And they may be able to help you come up with great ideas you would not have previously considered. Who should be in your inner circle? Who should be in your inner circle? This lesson's a bit unusual because it is going pretty deep. Most of the lessons in Lead Yourself First are not this deep, and I hope you can bear with me a little bit longer. Who should be in your inner circle? Well, it's people who hold the same values that you hold. Have you ever thought about what things guide your decisions? If you're going to grow on purpose, you're going to need to align your thinking and your inner circle with the North Star that guides you. For me, my top values are my faith, my family, my integrity, my growth, and my competence. Do you know what your values are? What about your inner circle? Who do you need to invite to join your inner circle? And who needs to move along their path without you because there's just not a values match with you? Well, this lesson is running long already. So I'll wrap up with this. Take action. One of my friends posted a meme online that said, "Stop reading books if you're not going to take action," because knowledge is not enough to get you the results that you want. It's fantastic that you're here for this lesson. I love that you're invested in a program that's going to identify areas of potential growth for you. You're getting the knowledge. So now we need to think about, how do we turn ideas into action for you? I want you to commit to taking action. And as I'm going over a recap of today's lesson, I want you to think about, what can you apply, what can you change, or what can you teach? What is your plan for your personal growth? If you don't design your own life plan, you'll probably fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. What do you want the story of your life to be? If you were incredibly successful, what would that look like? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? Some people make things happen. Others watch what happens. And still another wonder, what happened? Which group are you going to be in? For you, what would amazing look like in 36 months? How would you know if your life had been amazing over the 36 months? Faith, family, career, health, relationships. What would success look like for you? Why do you do what you do? Dig in, figure it out, because we start with our why and we get to great results. Who is in your inner circle? Who ought to be in your inner circle? And how would you identify somebody who ought to be there? What if you thought of other people before you thought of yourself? What if you asked 2 questions before you made any statement? Who could benefit from your sweet spot? Who should you invest in? Who can you train or mentor? What are your core values? Finally, take immediate action. Massive action matters. The universe responds to action, so take action. So what about you? What are you going to apply, change, or teach? Now, I said earlier that you might want some assistance on your journey. I made a promise that I would offer you a way to do that, and this is what I'm talking about in today's lesson. I've got a 4-session mastermind coaching program on John's book, Intentional Living. This is a terrific book on how to be intentional, how to identify areas of potential growth, and how to take action to grow. I'd love to do that for you or for your team. The cost is only $249 a person, and in these four sessions, we will read the book, we'll discuss the book, and you'll develop your list of areas of potential growth. You're going to create a personal growth plan, and you'll be accountable to take action. This program is filled with practical ideas that you can put to use right away. If that sounds interesting, drop me an email, tom@brighthillgroup.com. That's tom@brighthillgroup.com. We'll get it set up. Thank you for being here for today's Lead Yourself First lesson, and I look forward to hearing from you next time.